Next is David Bob Boyko versus Progressive Insurance Company. If the parties could please step forward. They would please have appearances.
Good morning. Christian Lopiano on behalf of David Boyko from the Lopiano Law Firm.
Chief Justice, Justices, David Kerbajian appearing as amicus on behalf of New Jersey Association for Justice.
Welcome, counsel. Please be seated. Mr. Lopiano.
Chief Justice and Justices. It's a privilege and an honor to be here on behalf of my client and to appear before you on this matter.
Try to keep your voice up just a little, if you could.
This matter involves my client, who's driving a low-speed electric scooter and is struck by an automobile. There is no question that my client's operation of this scooter falls specifically within the statute 39.4-14.16. And before we get to the specific facts and the law, why we are petitioning this court to find that he is entitled to no-fault benefits and others similarly situated, and there are a lot of others similarly situated, because this law that went into effect in March of 2019 has served beyond the intent and the purpose of the law, which is to encourage people to use these new forms of transportation to reduce traffic in the state of New Jersey and for the protection of the environment. That's the goal, and it's worked. And it's worked phenomenally. Unfortunately, when people are operating vehicles in the state of New Jersey, there's going to be accidents, there are going to be injuries. But to put this law in context, we have to first start at 1972. 1972 is when the state of New Jersey enacted a comprehensive social legislation called No-Fault. That legislation provides insurance coverage for people who are injured in motor vehicle crashes. That law has been in effect since 1972. The next date that we have relevant to our statute is 1988. In 1988, this court, in the new NAG case, decided when we're looking at operation of a vehicle, if it's not an automobile, if it's a scooter, or if it's a bicycle, or if it's something else, and in new NAG, it was actually a moped. It was a moped back in the day when people would pedal the moped to get it started, and then it would engage the motor. The new NAG court, which is this court, ruled that, well, you have to look at the nature and character of the vehicle. So when they looked at the nature and character of the vehicle, they said, well, the nature and character of this vehicle is a motorized vehicle, and it's operated on the highways, and it has a license plate, and it's registered. And therefore, you know what? It's not consistent with the statute in terms of a definition of a pedestrian. That's the Nunag case. In 1989, the Doral case settled the law. This court settled the law, not the legislature. This court settled the law in finding that a bicyclist is a pedestrian, therefore entitled to PIP benefits under the PIP statute, the no-fault statute. Two parts to a definition of a pedestrian: alighting from or using a non-motorized vehicle, and the vehicle must be designed primarily for use on highways, rails, and tracks. Excuse me. So this court found that a bicycle is a pedestrian, therefore entitled to PIP, 1989. The next critical date, we come to our statute. 2019, Governor Murphy signs this law. Low-speed electric scooters and low-speed bicycles have to meet specific requirements to be entitled for this specific law. If the low-speed electric scooter and bicycle meets these specific requirements, all laws, statutes, rules, and regulations that are applicable to bicycles are applicable to low-speed electric scooters and low-speed electric bicycles, except those provisions, not an act, not a statute, except those provisions which may not be relevant to low-speed electric scooters and bicycles. Now, the reason why I say provisions is because words matter. And under Jimenez versus Velasquez, if the statute is clear on its face and the language is clear, then it is the role of this court to enforce the statute as written, not to interpret some other circumstance into the statute or change the law of the statute or change the meaning of the statute. So, okay, under the case law, it's clear that words have meanings. And if the word is commonly used and it's not defined in the statute, then the law says, well, we have to give it its common meaning. So let's start with the statute. First word is all. I don't know if there could be a more encompassing word other than the word all. So all statutes, rules, and regulations applicable to bicycles. And this is the argument I had with Judge Hudak.
Could you tell us what statute you're reading from, please?
39:4-14.16, which is the statute here.
Section G. You're reading from Section G, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Section G. I apologize. Yes. The statute has A through H, mm-hmm. and it has specific definitions of what a low-speed electric scooter and a bicycle is. So, again, it's undisputed that this low-speed electric scooter operated by Mr. Goyko at the time of his crash, and by the way, he was on the sidewalk, he was coming from the sidewalk when he was struck by the car, okay? So let's look at what the statute says. What is a low-speed electric scooter? What is it designed for, okay? It's designed for four things. The statute actually says four things, okay? Yeah. Streets, highways, sidewalks, and bicycle paths.
Can I just interrupt you there for a second? I know you want to equate operators of low-speed electronic scooters with bicyclists. Set that aside for a minute, because you just said, let's look at what the words say, and specifically the definition of low-speed electronic scooter. A law that you're pointing to, the one that was enacted and signed into law in 2019, specifically refers to 39:1 to help us define what a low-speed electronic scooter is, right?
Correct.
And it defines that as a device, correct?
Correct.
Not a vehicle, right?
Correct.
Okay, now stay with me for a minute. Your client is entitled to PIP. If your client is a pedestrian, your client would be entitled to PIP under the progressive policy if your client is a pedestrian, right? Okay, now, the definition of pedestrian is provided for us in the no-fault statute under subsection H, right?
Right.
And let's look at that definition together. It says, pedestrian means any person who is not occupying, entering into, or alighting from a, quote, vehicle propelled by other than muscular power, correct?
Absolutely.
Now, stay with me. You pointed out that the two requirements to pedestrian are operation of a non-motor vehicle and then the other part, which is the purpose for which it's designed. I want to focus on the non-motor vehicle section that you just pointed out, language that you just referenced. The no-fault statute defines a motor vehicle in subsection J. And in subsection J, the no-fault statute tells us to go to 39:1-1. Are you with me? Okay, now on 39:1-1, it defines motor vehicle. And it defines motor vehicle as all vehicles except low-speed electronic scooters. And there is other language in the definition as well, but I'm pointing out the pertinent language for our case. Motor vehicle includes all vehicles except low-speed electronic scooters. And of course, we know that 3911 defines low-speed electronic scooter as a device, not a vehicle, right?
Correct.
And in fact, 3911 defines vehicle as anything. It says every device except low-speed electronic scooters. So my question to you is, before we get to whether it's propelled by other than muscular power, is a low-speed electronic scooter a vehicle?
No.
Is it a device?
It's a device.
So if it's not a vehicle, is your client a pedestrian?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any problem in going to 39:1-1 to define what a vehicle is in light of the fact that the no-fault statute has its own section on definitions and does not define vehicle? Do you have any problem with going to 39:1-1?
No.
And is that because 39:6A-2H refers to vehicle propelled by other than muscular power, which means a vehicle propelled by something with a motor? And J, defining motor vehicle, brings us back to 39:1-1.
Correct.
So if I'm correct that low-speed electronic scooters are not vehicles, then your client would automatically be considered a pedestrian entitled to PIP benefits under the progressive policy. Am I right about this?
Absolutely correct.
So under 39:6A-2, there we were just discussing subsection J, and as Justice Fischali noted, under that subsection, the definition of motor vehicle refers back to 39:1-1, correct?
Correct.
There are many other definitions in section 6A-2 that do not refer back to 31:1-1, but have the same exact words and definitions as in both statutes. So, for example, automobile is defined in both statutes, correct?
Correct.
Are those definitions the exact same?
To be totally honest with you, I haven't.
So in
those two definitions and match them up line by line.
I
would assume so.
So in 39:1-1, automobile is defined as automobile includes all motor vehicles except motorcycles. That's the definition. But in 39:6A-2, this is a pretty long definition. That's much longer than what was just stated.
Longer than our statute.
Pedestrians also defined in 39:1-1 as pedestrian means a person afoot. And that's it. And in 6A-2, we've already discussed subsection H has a completely different definition. And there is no reference back to 39:1-1. So the statutes are not the same, correct? And in Title 39:1-1, the definition section specifically begins as used in this subtitle, and that's subtitle one, which is not the same subtitle that the no fault insurance.
Correct. It doesn't have the exact same language.
So how do you reconcile that?
Well, here's how. Let's look at this particular statute. This particular statute has definitions of what a low-speed electric scooter is and is not. It's not a motorized scooter. It's not a motorized bicycle.
When you say let's look at this particular statute, where are you looking? I'm just trying to follow with you.
In the definitional section, I believe it's section, it says A through F, I believe.
Are you talking again about 4-14.16 or something else? Because there are so many statutory provisions here.
39:4-14.16 is the statute.
Right. Subsection A, referring to low-speed electronic scooters, referring back to 39:1-1.
Correct. So essentially it's marrying or it's going back to that, and it's also taking it further for what Your Honor just talked about in the beginning, Because if you look at all of those definitions, it says what it's not.
So to the extent we need to look for a definition outside of 14.16, do we look to the set of definitions that appears at 39:1-1 or the ones that appear at 39:6A-2?
Well, you have to look at both and you have to reconcile them because this court in Durrell in 1989 said a bicyclist is a pedestrian. And a bicyclist is a pedestrian because of how a pedestrian is defined in 39:6A-2.
So that takes us to 6A-2. If there's no cross-reference from 6A-2, we also consider the definitions in 39:1-1?
I would say yes.
Why?
Why? Because it specifically says the statute Title 39, Section 4. And you talk about, you know, what's the motor vehicle and what's there. And in the
definition. I'm sorry, I need you to go back. What did you say in response to why we should consider 39:1-1 if there's no cross-reference?
Well, first of all, there's no definition of a bicycle in 39:1-1. Okay, which is kind of funny. I mean, you actually have an auto scooter. You have some things that I've never heard of in section 39:1-1. You don't have a bicycle.
And that's significant because of the case that held that that a bicyclist is a pedestrian?
This court in 1989 under Durrell held that a bicyclist is a pedestrian.
But did the definition of pedestrian in 39:6A-2 exist at the time?
I'm sorry.
The definition of pedestrian in 39:6A-2H, did that exist at the time of the 1989 decision?
Definition.
I'm reading, it says pedestrian means any person who is not occupying, entering into, or alighting from a vehicle propelled by other than muscular power and designed primarily for use on highways, rails, and tracks.
Correct.
That definition existed at the time, correct?
Correct.
So I'm confused because you keep saying this court created the law and not the legislature, but it seems like it's very clearly a bicycle is propelled by muscular power,
correct,
not by something other than muscular power, correct?
Correct.
So the court was just interpreting the plain language of 39:6A-2H.
Correct. I misspoke. I didn't mean to say that this court was writing the law. I meant to say that the court interpreted the law.
But in a way that was very consistent with the plain language, because everyone would agree that a bicycle is propelled by muscular power.
Correct.
Or is not propelled by something other than muscular power.
Correct.
There is nothing other.
Correct.
Mr. Lopian, I want to bring you back to the chief's question about the definitions in 6A-2. Section H, of course, is pedestrian. Section H refers to vehicle propelled by other than muscular power. If a vehicle is propelled by other than muscular power, it has to have some kind of motor device on it, correct? A motor vehicle.
Correct.
Subsection J defines motor vehicle. Subsection J defines motor vehicle by bringing us back to 39:1-1. When you go to 39:1-1 to read the definition of motor vehicle that's provided, it says all vehicles, ... except low-speed electronic scooters,
right,
which I think you're suggesting to us that's how we use the definition of 6A-2 and 39:1 simultaneously.
Yes, yeah. And there is an end in 6A-2, and the end is a big part. The end is a big part and designed primarily for use on highways, rails, and tracks.
Before you go there, the law that you started out your opening argument with, 39:4-1416.
No.
That's where I am right now.
Okay. It's 39:4-14.16.
That's what I meant to say. was it became effective on May 13th, 2019. At the same time, the legislature amended 39:1-1 to remove from the definition of motor vehicle, low-speed electronic scooters, the definition of vehicle, low-speed electronic scooters, the definition of motorcycle, low-speed electronic scooters, and it defined low-speed electronic scooters not as a vehicle, but as a device.
Correct.
So you're telling us that we have to read all of these together.
Correct. You have to look at them in context.
Right.
Did you ever argue before this minute that a low-speed electronic vehicle is not a vehicle under 39:6A2H?
A low-speed electronic scooter, as Justice just pointed out and previously, is it's a device.
I'm asking if you ever argued that before. Did you ever argue to the appellate division, a low-speed electronic scooter is not a vehicle, and therefore I automatically fit within the definition of pedestrian in 39:6A2, because a pedestrian is any person who is not occupying, entering into, or alighting from a vehicle, and here I was not having anything to do with a vehicle because a low-speed electronic scooter is not a vehicle.
So just so I'm clear, the question is, have I argued that before?
Correct.
I wish I had.
Well, let me ask you this, Mr. Lopion, let me ask you this. The appellate division held, quote, it is clear that an LSES is a vehicle propelled by other than muscular power. And then it said, our determination is grounded in the text of 39:1-1 because it defines low-speed electronic scooters in part as having an electric motor capable of propelling a device with or without human propulsion. So it seems like the appellate division and the trial judge concluded that this low-speed electronic scooter is in fact a vehicle
as opposed to a device.
And I know that the trial judge referred to motor vehicle, not vehicle. And that's probably in part because under 39:6A-2J, motor vehicle refers back to 39:1-1.
And the other thing that the trial court and the appellate division both focused on, okay, well, one of the things that they focused on, especially the trial court, was that the word bicycle doesn't appear anywhere in the PIP statute. It was never amended. Well, guess what? Since 1989, when this court ruled that a bicyclist is a pedestrian, the PIP statute was never amended, and there's actually no definition, I'll repeat, in 1-1 of a bicycle. But we all know that bicyclists do get PIP.
But the reason that the court was focusing on that was because you presented the argument couched in 39:4-14.16, subsection G, in order to equate it to the 1989 case regarding bicycles and pedestrians. That's why the court focused on it and didn't go back to the 39:1-1 definition of vehicle, right?
In part. Again, they said, well, if you're arguing, you know, they were taking the section, except those provisions. And again, the word is provisions, not statutes, not act.
Who's they, counsel?
I'm sorry, the trial court, and then also the appellate court. The second clause, except those provisions by their very nature, which would not apply to low-speed electric vehicles. Now, I could get accused of playing semantics, but they didn't say except statutes. So, for example, when they say
what
all
is a
statutes,
provision?
If they take out the word provisions and you just read that statute, that without the word provisions, then you could say, okay, I think it's a stronger argument, frankly, for the defense to say that, well, we're talking about the PIP statute here, okay? We're talking about the No Fault Act. We're not talking about a provision.
What's a provision? You made it.
Well, that's what, that's, a provision is less than an act, less than a statute.
Why is a provision not just a section of a statute?
It could be.
What else could it be? What do you want us to say that it is?
Well, it could be a subpart of a statute, yes.
So I'm confused as to why that helps you.
What I'm saying is that when you look at the statute, and the plain meaning of the statute. Okay. Statute, rules, and regulations. Okay. And then they use the clause, except
who they use, meaning the legislature?
The legislature.
Use what? All statutes?
All the law says all statutes, rules, and regulations that are applicable to bicycles are applicable to low-speed electric scooters. So basically, they're defining a low-speed electric scooter. And again, there's all different types of electric scooters, electric bicycles, but we're not talking about all those different types. We're talking about this particular type meeting this specific law. And if it's this specific law, then there's no registration. There's no insurance. There's no license plate. There's no driver's license, just like a bicyclist. So they're marrying it, basically, a bicycle and a low-speed electric scooter for this purpose.
Can you clarify one thing for me? And it involves references to two very narrow, discrete sections of two very clear, or unclear statutes. Clearly, 3911, as amended in 2023, applies to the traffic laws chapters 1 through 5, correct? Only. Doesn't, on its face, it does not include chapter 6, which is the no-fault statute, correct?
Okay.
Is that correct?
I will accept that.
Okay. Chapter 6 makes one reference back to 1.1, the only definition, and that's chapter 1 doesn't limit chapter 6. It specifically includes only 1 through 5H. And 6 makes one reference to 1:1-1, 39:1-1. And that's definition of motor vehicle. It doesn't make reference to any other definition in 3911. So with other than definition of motor vehicle, why do we care what 3911 says when it doesn't apply to Chapter 6?
Well, I think it does apply.
We're looking at 3911, as Justice Solomon just pointed out. It has language that says, as used in this subtitle, colon. So it's like a whole bunch of definitions. Mm-hmm. But before it sets forth any of those definitions, it says, as used in this subtitle, comma. So this subtitle, as far as I can tell, is chapters 1 through 5H. And then there's something else called subtitle 2. Altogether, we're talking about title 39. As far as I can tell, it's broken into two subtitles. One is 1 through 5H, 2 is 6 through 14. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
The no-fault law is found in chapter 6.
Correct.
So that would not be the as used in this subtitle that 39.1.1 is referring to. Or 1-1, I'm sorry.
Correct, but this statute says all statutes, including Title 39. That's what this statute says.
So now we're looking back at 14.16, correct? So what is the meaning then of the exception? I know you were talking about the word provisions, but I'm not sure where we were going with that, where it says except those provisions, which by their very nature may have no application to low-speed electric bicycles or low-speed electric scooters. What are those provisions?
Frankly, I think that's open to interpretation. I don't think it's clear, but I think when you look at the statute as a whole, and you look at the plain language, I think it is clear.
Can I bring you to that point for a second? As Justice Wainwright pointed out, 3911 begins with as used in this subtitle, but then it continues unless other meaning is clearly apparent from the language or context, or unless inconsistent with the manifest intention of the legislature. Are you arguing that it's apparent from the language or context because at the time the legislature made these low electronic scooters able to be operated on highways and refer back to 3911's definition, and by looking at the pedestrian's definition as propelled by other than muscular power, meaning it has to have some motor, and then subsection J, motor vehicle itself, brings you right back to 3911. So these things are not vehicles?
It's not a vehicle.
They're devices.
Yes.
And have you ever made that argument before this moment?
I wish
let's focus with care, because we're trying to figure out
what a pedestrian is, on the language in the definition of pedestrian in 39.6A-2, it says any person not occupying, entering into, or alighting from a vehicle. It doesn't say motor vehicle, correct?
Correct.
So why then do we jump down to J, which tells us how to define motor vehicle, and sends us to 39:1-1 when pedestrian is talking about vehicles?
I don't have a clear answer
Follow up on that? Clearly, it says vehicle propelled by other than muscular power.
Right.
Other than muscular power means it's got to have some kind of motor.
Some type of motor.
So if we went to J, that's motor vehicle. And if J takes us to 39.1.1, 39.1.1's definition of motor vehicle says, quote, includes all vehicles, close quote, except low-speed electronic scooters. How else do we define vehicles, then, if we cannot read 6A2 and 39.1.1 together in the context of the legislature passing the law saying that these devices can be used on highways?
I agree. I agree with Your Honor.
So
what it says.
So why then did the legislature give two separate definitions, one for motor vehicle and one for vehicle, if they mean the same thing?
I don't know why the legislature did that at the time that they created that definition, but what I do know is that when they put this law in effect, they had clear definitions as to what a low-speed electric scooter is and is not.
But none of that had anything to do with 6A2, correct?
Well, it has to do with, it's not referenced in 6A2. 6A2 hasn't been changed, but it has to be read in context. When you look at this law and you say, well, okay, is a low-speed electric scooter a bicycle, which is our position. If a low-speed electric, the operator of a low-speed electric scooter or a bicycle meets this specific law, for all intents and purposes, they are a bicyclist.
I'm just not sure. I understand in the definition of pedestrian how bicycle clearly fits within it, because it is not propelled by other than muscular power. It is propelled only by muscular power. I'm just not sure how you are fitting a low-speed electronic vehicle, which everyone acknowledges is propelled other than muscular power, into the definition of a pedestrian in the same way as a bicycle, when it seems to be precisely the opposite of a bicycle in the way the no-fault statute cares, which is just, is it powered by muscular power or other than muscular power?
The legislature, when they created this law, and the law was passed, they are charged with the knowledge of statutory construction and interpretation and prior statutory construction.
Which statute are you referring to, 14?
I'm referring to, the Doral case, which is through this court. So they know that when they created this law, okay, that bicyclists would get hit. They understood that. I don't think there's any question that, and the law says that they are knowledgeable of that, and they take that into consideration. So then when you look at the statute, I come back to the language of the statute. All statutes, rules, and regulation that are applicable to bicycles are applicable to low-speed electric scooters, provided you meet the specific definition.
Except those which by their nature are not. So I'm asking, why would H not be those that by their nature are not, where the only thing H cares about is it muscular power or non-muscular power? And bicycles are very clearly only muscular power, and LSESs are very clearly not only muscular power.
I think the plain meaning of the statute means that they're equating low-speed electric scooters with bicycles for
purposes,
all intents and purposes. And I understand it doesn't change except those provisions. And I understand. But it also says, if you look at, you know, what a low-speed electric scooter is and is not, and what the requirements of them are and are not.
Okay? But at that point, they're trying to make it equivalent for purposes of helmets, drinking on them, having them in certain places in the community. It's not necessarily to change their very nature, which has to do with muscular power or not, which is why relying on that subsection G will put you in direct contravention with the definition of pedestrian and the motorized portion of it?
Well, again, the motorized portion of it, okay, I can only address the motorized portion of it to the extent that of what this new law says it is. So it's saying it's a bicycle despite the fact that it has a motor. If it only has a motor that is 750 watts, and if it can only go up to 20 miles per hour, that's the specific requirement. And they did that to encourage the use of this. So if we put this in context, so the legislature knows the social legislation that's so important about having coverage for medical bills for people that are injured. They create this law in 2019, knowing about NUNAG, knowing about the prior case of, Doral, okay? And they want people to use these vehicles, devices, okay? Children use them. They can ride them on trails. They can ride them on sidewalks. They can ride them on the streets. They don't have insurance. They don't have helmets. I'm sorry, they don't have driver's license. They don't have registration, okay? They want people to use this. So you think about it in context of, well, what was the original intent of the social legislation? And now the legislature is saying, you know what? We want people to use these devices.
Is there any place in the legislative history that speaks to the question we have in front of us today? Whether PIP benefits extend to those who use low-speed electronic scooters?
Well,
electric scooters.
I submit in my papers, we have several arguments why it does.
But if you could answer my question, is there a specific part of the legislative history that addresses the applicability of PIP benefits?
There's nothing in this specific statute that referenced the PIP benefits.
Right.
Just like there's nothing in the statute that says we are excluding
right.
people or operators of this from receiving PIP benefits.
So come back to the statutes with me for just a minute and follow along and tell me where I've got this wrong. My question at the end is, how clear is the statute? Are the sets of statutes when read together? We're talking about whether this individual is a pedestrian within the meaning of H. Pedestrian there speaks about a person not occupying and entering and alighting from a vehicle. If we jump back to 39:1-1, vehicle is every device that may be transported upon a highway, but not low-speed electric scooters, correct?
Correct.
So now let's go back to 14.16, which says in Section A, low-speed electric scooters may be operated on highways. I'm struggling to see the clarity that these statutes provide because they don't appear to read entirely in sync. If that's true, then we look to the legislative history, which doesn't answer the question directly either. What's wrong with what I've just laid out?
There's nothing wrong with what you just laid out, but if you look at it in context and you look at it in its entirety, they are basically, again, I come back to it, they're defining these low-speed electric scooters as bicycles, saying what they are not and what they are not required to do, just like bicycles. And when you come back and you say all statutes, rules, and regulations applicable to bicycles are applicable to low-speed electric scooters, that's how we come back to it. Again, bicycle was never the definition of pedestrian. It was never amended to include a bicyclist. And yet the legislature, when they did this law, they were thinking about insurance. They were thinking about registration. They were thinking about driver's license. And they said no. And they said, what, it's not. They said it's a bicycle.
They didn't say, they have this caveat. Except those provisions by which their very nature may have no application to low-speed electric bicycles or low-speed electric scooters. Why shouldn't we interpret your case to be within that caveat?
Why? Because I think if you do that, you're doing an injustice to the PIP statute itself and the whole reason for the social legislation that they created and for the encouragement for people to, you know, for the legislature to want the public to use these vehicles. And I think that's...
But that's the policy.
At.
If we have statutory language that suggests that this this may not be treated the same as a bicycle for purposes of the pedestrian definition, why shouldn't we take that as some sort of legislative guidance that this case may be in that except those provisions part of the statute.
I think it's more of a stretch to try to deny coverage than to find that there is coverage, especially when you look at the language in Durrell from this court, if I may. It says, is to be liberally construed so as to affect the purpose thereof, NJSA 3968-16. The act is social legislation, and personal injury protection coverage is a social necessity that should be given the broadest application consistent with the statutory language. And then it says Ammiano versus Ohio Casualty, 85 NJ 8590, 1981. When a popular or common word is used in the statute but is not defined, the word should be given its common meaning.
So when we're talking about giving words their common meaning, that was helpful. Thank you. Under 30, if we were to disagree that the definition of vehicle in 3911 were to govern, because 3911 specifically says as used in this subtitle, and this subtitle is only subtitle one, not subtitle two. Here we're talking about 396A2, which falls in subtitle two. So let's say we're just looking at the language in H. We're trying to give each word its common meaning. Would you agree that the common meaning of the word vehicle, again, if we're not bound by the definition set forth in 3911, would be something much broader, such as, for example, the Black's Law Dictionary definition of vehicle, which is one, an instrument of transportation or conveyance, and two, any conveyance used in transporting passengers or things by land, water, or air?
That's a definition. But again, we come back to, you know, it's a device. It's not classified as an automobile. So if you want to
regardless call it a vehicle, regardless of automobile or device, I'm just saying the common meaning. You said that all statutes have to be interpreted according to the common meaning of the words. The common meaning of the word vehicle, if we are not bound by 39.1-1, do you agree the common meaning of the word vehicle would be something like an instrument of transportation or conveyance, or any conveyance used in transporting passengers or things by land, water, or air?
That could be a common meaning, but again, you have to look at it in context.
Is there anything in the legislature, I think the chief already asked this question, but forgive me for repeating it, anything in the legislative history of 3911's amendments in 2022 that clarify why they put this provision in there with regard to low-speed scooters? In other words, the only legislative history that I can find, the statements, legislative statements that discuss why they are giving this meaning or amending that chapters 1 through 5H with respect to low speed electric scooters was for environmental reasons, not for the reasons of any other consideration.
It's environmental and traffic congestion. They want people to use this as an alternative means using motorcycles, motor scooters, other types of vehicles or motor vehicles. And that's why they created this statute. That's what the legislative history says. It says reduce traffic congestion. It's encouraging the public to do this. And it's going to also benefit the environment. So that comes back to my other argument, where if you look at it in total and you marry that with the language from Durrell and the no-fault statute as being social legislation, well, then you're saying that the legislature wants everybody to use this type of vehicle, which is a new mode of transportation that people are using. And yet, if they get hurt, well, I'm sorry, you're out. But we want all statutes as bicycles. So whatever benefits and requirements there are for bicycles, you're a bicyclist. That doesn't make sense.
Can I just clarify a basic question? Your client had an insurance policy with Progressive Insurance Company, an automobile insurance policy, correct?
Correct.
Not for the LSES, correct? Did he own a car that he had the policy on?
Correct. But okay. There's no insurance for low-speed electric vehicles under the statute.
Okay, so he was trying to recover under his car insurance policy, even though he was not driving his car at the time, correct?
Correct, as if he was a pedestrian.
Understood. Why did he not try to recover against the owner of the automobile that crashed into him?
Because it's a private passenger motor vehicle. If it was a commercial carrier, or if he didn't have insurance, then it would have gone through that vehicle.
So, by the way.
I'm sorry. If it was a private, if it's an uninsured private, then it goes to PLEGA. Okay. If it's a commercial vehicle, then a commercial PIP, the commercial insurance is giving him PIP.
Was there a police?
If he doesn't have any coverage of his own.
Sorry about that. Was there a police report?
Yes.
And does the report identify the driver of the other vehicle, of the vehicle?
Yes, he has a claim against the other.
That's a claim.
It's a bodily. He was injured. He has right. A bodily injury claim.
This is separate, of course, PIP benefits. Yeah.
Counsel, we've kept you up for a long time. Are there additional questions anyone has?
Can I reserve any rebuttal time, or is that like?
We want to reserve after 45 minutes. Let's see where we end up, and we'll get you up for just a couple of minutes at that point, quite likely. Mr. Carvasi.
Chief Justice and Associate Justice, please listen to court. You mentioned there was a police report, Your Honor, and it specifically said pedestrian was riding scooter on the sidewalk. And Mr. Koiko was not given a summons for illegally riding a motorized vehicle, a scooter on the sidewalk. The other person, the tortfeasor, was given that because pedestrians are allowed to ride scooters on the sidewalk. I believe this accident happened in Elizabeth, correct?
Correct.
So whether you go to the fact that this was just a device and therefore not a qualifying vehicle, or you go to the fact that if you look, one of the things is you're allowed to take this on a bike path. You can't take a motorcycle. You can't take a moped on a bike path. These things are specifically allowed to do that. I know my children, they're in their 20s, but when they were younger, they had the electric scooters for Christmas, and they would either push it if there wasn't charged up, muscular, i.e. muscular power, or they would ride it. I didn't consider that a motorized device, which would I have to get insurance and get all that stuff. I considered just simply a device, a scooter. And I think that's the thing. You can take it on bicycle paths. You can park it on sidewalks. You can operate it on sidewalks like Mr. Goyko was doing. You sure as heck can't take a motorcycle. You can't take a moped or a mini bike on bicycle paths or take it on sidewalks. This you're allowed to. So whether you find with regard to this matter that this was simply just a device, therefore, i.e. entitled to PIP benefits, or whether you find it akin to a bicycle, I think either of those arguments and those analogies can be drawn to find that there's this particular plaintiff, Mr. Goyko, was entitled to PIP.
But if we find that it's a vehicle, the opposite result happens,
well,
correct?
I disagree with that, Honor, because I think based on what it's pointing to, it, for all intents and purposes, they're treating it like a bicycle. This isn't something that goes 30, 40 miles per hour, which you're going to require a helmet. You don't need a license. You don't need insurance. You don't need a license plate. It could go the same speed whether you're on a bicycle or not.
When you said they are treating it like, you mean the legislature?
Correct. Absolutely correct.
Except they have this caveat. I mean, they have this caveat that talks about provisions which by their very nature may have no application to low-speed electric bicycles or low-speed electric scooters. What does that mean? Can you give us an example of that?
I think with regard to low-speed electric bikes and low-speed electric scooters, this is where I think it would get problematic. So, for example, I know an individual who, because of a physical disability, he rides his low-speed electric bicycle with his spouse, with his wife. So they're pedaling along, and straightaways are no problem. He can operate them on straightaways. It's on the inclines that he has problems. Then he uses the electric part, the motor, to take him up the incline. So while he's on a bike path, car comes along, hits him, hits them both. Sorry, even though 90% of the time you're operating it under your own power by pedaling it, that 10%, that one time that you're using the electric power.
Let me ask the question more clearly. What do you think, because it refers to provisions, the legislature was envisioning when it talked about provisions that apparently exist, except those provisions which by their very nature may have no application, low-speed electric bicycles or low-speed electrics?
That I don't know, Your Honor. I'm not sure what they were referring to.
So when you say that the legislature, you're referring to they, and I assume that the legislature was equating bicycles and LSESs, and as well as electric bicycles, Most of the time, yeah, but there's, but not entirely. Isn't it oversimplifying it to say the legislature views this as a bicycle, has the same environmental benefits, they're encouraging people to ride bicycles and encouraging people to ride these scooters. But there's this, the two categories part company at some point.
I agree with what council was right. They do to a certain, but I think you have to read them in power and material to get that understanding.
And to do that, and to the point that Justice Patterson is making, provisions which by their very nature may have no application to low-speed electronic scooters. We may not know exactly what that means at the moment, but we do know that in subsection A of the same statute, it tells us that if we want to know what a low-speed electronic scooter is, go to 39:1-1. And 39:1-1 says a low-speed electronic scooter is a device.
That's correct.
Not a correct. Vehicle.
Correct. And that's what has to be, this board knows that with regard to what the legislature had meant, the facts and the cases and the statutes are what they are, and that interpretation has to be made. And if the legislature disagrees with your interpretation, then let the legislature rectify and correct that. But now,
our interpretation has to be based on either the plain language of the statute or extrinsic evidence that's allowed if it's ambiguous. Are you saying that the statute, the statutes read together, are ambiguous?
I think based on what Justice just stated before with regard to this being a device, I believe that you can make that finding that. That takes, because of the ambiguity, that's what should control, and that's what this should be considered.
But leaving aside the ramifications of it being ambiguous, you are arguing that the statute is ambiguous.
I think it's read together. It refers you back to 39 NJSA 39:1.1, and that's what you should look for guidance whether or not this is a vehicle, whether this is a device. So that's the only thing that we have to look to, I believe.
So let's look there. Does it use the word device or vehicle in defining low-speed electric scooter in 39:1-1?
It doesn't use the word device.
You mean the definition of low-speed electronic scooter? It sure does. Propelling the device.
Yes, correct. Propelling the device with or without human propulsion. Correct. At a maximum speed of less than 19 miles per hour.
So are you arguing that we are bound to use the definition included in 39:1-1 of vehicle, even though it explicitly says as used in this subtitle, and this subtitle does not include the PIP statute?
I think with regard to that, Judge, that's the only place you can look for, Your Honor, respectfully, with regard to defining what the low-speed electric scooter is.
And is that?
I'm not talking about the definition of a low-speed electric scooter. I'm talking about the definition of the word vehicle.
Yes, I think that refers you back to this.
Where does it refer? I understand motor vehicle refers. Those are two separate things.
Correct.
That's motor vehicle versus vehicle. So Where does it say in 39:6A2 that the definition of the word vehicle in subsection H must be, or not even must be, but should refer back to the definition of vehicle in 39:1-1.
I don't think it's, I agree with you, I don't think it specifically states that, Judge, but I think you have to look to.
But there's another subsection in,
correct,
6A-2, which does cross-reference 39:1.1, and then you have many other definitions of some of the same or similar words that don't reference, cross-reference back.
It's correct, Your Honor.
And again, yes. I noted the definition of automobile in 39:1-1 and the definition of automobile under no fault. And the definition is significantly different under 6A-2 because the purpose of that definition is different. It's with regard to when is this insurance going to be applicable. So there's statements with regard to delivery vans, panel trucks, campers, a significant amount more information and detail with regard to that definition because it's very specific to no fault.
Right.
There's also an element of just randomness in the fact that, so here he owns a car, And that's why he has this car insurance policy to begin with. So he's arguing that he should be able to recover from his car insurance policy for being a pedestrian because he's riding this LSES. But someone who's riding an LSES who does not own a car won't have a car insurance policy that they can try to recover from, correct?
That should be correct, but then he or she might be eligible as a pedestrian under PLEGA.
But that would apply to Mr. Goyko regardless, correct?
Mr. Goyko would look to his own policy if he's considered a pedestrian, which in this case is Progressive, to get his PIP benefits, to get his medical treatment covered. That's what we're here for today. It's just about getting an injured party medical benefits and treatment.
I understand, but I'm just saying that is, in this circumstance, related only to the happenstance that he owned a separate vehicle aside from the LSES and had insurance on that vehicle.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, it's correct. It's basically, I mean, 39:6A-4 sets forth the individuals who are eligible for PIP benefits, including the named insured and members of his family residing in his household who sustain blah, blah, blah. Correct.
That's what you look to first, always, whenever you're involved in a motor vehicle accident. Right. You look under your own policy first. And that's exactly what Mr. Goyko is looking for here with regard to this matter.
Counsel, I don't know the answer to this question. Is the term device, as used in 39:1-1, a term of art?
In what way, Judge? I'm sorry, what do you mean a term of art?
It's not defined separately.
Correct, it's not.
Does it have a distinct meaning from the word vehicle? And if so, how do you get there?
Well, I think a device would be akin to skateboard. I mean, I'm not sure how you can get around that with regard to the language that's utilized. They clearly didn't call it a vehicle.
Is a bicycle a vehicle?
It's not defined.
A low-speed electric bicycle is defined as a vehicle.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant under the PIP statute. I apologize.
In our cases that held that a bicycle was someone riding a bicycle is a pedestrian for purposes of 39:6A-2, your colleague spoke about both Nunag and I believe Durrell. In those cases, Nunag was about the moped, though, right? So is Durrell about the bicycle?
Correct.
So in that case, did the court hold that the reason that it falls under the definition in subsection H is because a bicycle is not a vehicle at all? Or is it because a bicycle is a vehicle that is propelled not other than muscular power? A bicycle is a vehicle that is propelled only by muscular power.
Well, with regard to Nunag, it states whether the vehicle at the instant of collision was being operated by pedaling.
I'm not talking about Nunag, though, because that was a moped, right?
Correct.
I'm only talking about the regular bicycle.
Correct. That's powered by muscular power, no question about it.
But there I'm saying the court, the decision discusses that it is a vehicle propelled not other than muscular power, right? That it's not a vehicle at all.
Yes.
So how would we all of a sudden now say, just kidding, a bicycle, these are actually, none of these things are vehicles at all?
Well, regard to that, it's defined in NJSA 39:1-1 as a device. They didn't use the terms vehicle.
What is a low device. Speed scooter?
Yes. It clearly says, Judge, is capable with an electric motor that's capable of propelling the device with or without human propulsion at maximum speed of less than 19 miles per hour.
And the use of the word device there, as you understand it, sets out a different category of things.
If you're taking the plain meaning, Judge, I would have to say absolutely.
You're saying if you did a Venn diagram, there would be no commonality between vehicle, which is what the bicycle has at times been referred to.
Correct.
And device.
Correct.
But we have no definition of device.
Correct.
Can you explain why a low-speed electric bicycle is a vehicle, but a low-speed electric scooter is a device?
I think because they were using the terminology in Durrell that was mentioned, that the justice just mentioned, that they were considering that this bicycle was a vehicle. Being operated with human power.
There's been some discussion about whether we can equate vehicle with device. And we know from 3911 that vehicle means every device, dot, 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 except a low-speed electronic scooter.
Right.
So there may be the ability to say, in fact, there is not only the ability, the legislature said it. Vehicle means every device except low-speed electronic scooters.
And the route was issued by this court back in 1989, like 35 years ago. So when the legislature was doing NJSA 39-1-1, they were well aware of the rail. They were well aware of the court's opinion that what a bicycle was, that it was a, you know, considered a vehicle. So they knew at the time that they enacted that, what they were doing, or should have known anyway.
May I follow up on one thing before I lose this thread? And this again goes to the clarity of the statutory language. A low-speed electric bicycle is a vehicle. A low-speed electric scooter, let's say, is a device. But when we get to vehicle, it says it means every device, but not low-speed electric bicycles or scooters. Is that consistent?
I don't know. I don't know if I could say it's consistent, Judge, but I think they were just trying to show you that it's not considered a vehicle. That's the only thing I could surmise.
And just to follow up on that, that if you go back to the definition of low-speed electronic scooter in 3911, which the legislature directs us to when it passed the law saying that you can use these devices on highways, it specifically refers to low-speed electronic scooters not as vehicles, but as devices. Except
we're talking.
I have two relatively simple questions without simple answers. I asked a whole long time ago that 3911 is part of, or says specifically, the definitions here do not apply to Chapter 6. They apply to 1 through 5H, correct?
I believe that's what states, Your Honor, correct.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I did not hear your answer.
I believe that's what states, Your Honor, correct.
If we rely on 1-1, or 3911 for our definitions on the no-fault statute, Chapter 6, and this kind of brings a little bit of into focus, then clearly a bicycle would not be a pedestrian under no-fault. So if we start importing the 3911 definitions into the no-fault statute, other than when it's specifically referred to, are we not going to upset the entire apple cart? Because a pedestrian is a person on foot under 3911.
A foot.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Is you're worried that based on NJSA 39.1.1, that because of their definition of bicycle, it would conflict with Durrell? Is that what you're saying?
No, my problem is that it's specific, and there may be an answer to this, I just can't quite get my head around. It specifically includes only the definitions in use in chapters 1 through 5H. Presuming, maybe we shouldn't presume anymore, but the legislature knew what they were doing. They did not include Chapter 6. They did not include no fault. These definitions, that's not part of these definitions. And the reason maybe is because these definitions don't make any sense in the no fault statute. One example of which is pedestrian, which is specifically dealt with in the no fault statute.
Judge, but the legislature also didn't include bicycle, the term bicycle.
I agree.
And they've known about it for like 35 years.
The courts had to extrapolate and figure out what was and was not included based on the definitional terms used in the no-fault statute.
Mr. Karbatsian, there's been some mention that 39:1-1 is expressly limited to this, quote, subtitle. But there's more language. I just want to read it into the record. Unless other meaning is clearly apparent from the language or context, and that's the whole point that you and your colleague are making, that the context of providing this coverage needs not to be lost in our analysis.
Absolutely correct, Your Honor. If the legislature, you know, I think this court can reasonably make that finding or determination, I should say. And if the legislature wants to come along and correct it, then that's up to them, because they gave you what they gave you. And that's why we're here.
But do we have to depend on, I guess where I'm really getting at, and I appreciate what Justice Fischelli is saying, do we have to depend upon 3911 to reach the result that you're seeking? If we're only looking at the broad scope and purpose of the no-fault statute to provide the most coverage that we can for people in positions like the plaintiff.
I think you have to, Judge, because that's the only place where it actually gives you the definition of a low-speed electric scooter. There's no other place anywhere else which gives you that definition as to where you look at, as to what you qualify this device.
And we're told to go to 3911 for that definition
under 39,
under 14.16A.
Correct.
That's only but that's also not part of the no-fault statute, correct? 14.16 is not part even of the same subtitle. It's not part of the no-fault statute.
Absolutely correct, Your Honor. Absolutely correct. But there's no other, again, there's no other guidance as to where you look to
but get that's a, only a for motor vehicle.
Answer with regard to what's a low-speed electric scooter. That's the only but place you can really look.
Right, but that's only for motor vehicle.
I know you're focused on this issue, but
never mind.
Have you, if this court, I'm sorry.
No, I was saying, the definition 39682 that refers to 13911 is only that place where it is the definition of motor vehicle. There's otherwise, Chapter 6 does not ever, as far as I could tell, refer to 3911. I would like him to answer the question.
Right.
I prefer him.
You're an advocate.
Doing better than we are.
You're an advocate.
But with regard to that, and I think the judge is going to say, if you go back into 39, it does refer you to NJSA 39.1 again. There's a mention made of
in motor vehicle.
Yes,
in motor vehicle. Okay. Here, let me ask you, just you know, representing the NJAJ, and your members have cases that are not about LSESs. They have all kinds of cases.
Correct, Your Honor.
If we were to start saying that we think 39.1-1 definition should be imported into the no-fault statute, other than where the legislature has specifically told us to do that, which is the definition, as I understand it, with motor vehicle, there could be some unintended consequences, couldn't there be?
Well, I think, Judge, it would be specifically reserved for low-speed electric scooter.
But if we are saying we are going to that definition, even though that definition by its terms seems to be limited to chapters 1 to 5, we're just going to use that definition, even though it's not in chapter, we're dealing with no fault, which is not in chapter 1 to 5, and this is not about motor vehicle, it's about different definitions. That creates a suggestion that those 39.1-1 definitions could have application outside of chapters 1 to 5, doesn't it?
I don't think so, Your Honor, because when you look at motor, when you look at low-speed electric bicycle, it talks about vehicle, while low-speed electric scooter talks about device.
Can I just ask a simple question?
Yes, Your Honor.
Under H, it says vehicle propelled by other than muscular power. Can that be anything but a motor vehicle? Vehicle propelled by other than muscular power. It has to be propelled by something,
correct.
A motor.
Correct.
And J says motor vehicle means, go back to 39.1.1, and that's how we get into that part of the statute.
Correct. I don't disagree, Your Honor.
Counselor, is there anything you'd like to add to your presentation?
No, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Ms. Holden, I think we'd like to start. We may not complete your argument because we're going to take a lunch break somewhere between 12:30 and 12:45. And if you're not done, we'll have you back after the 30-minute break.
Understood, Your Honor. Thank you.
Please go ahead.
Justice Ravner, Associate Justice, may it please the court.
I've listened to this now for, what, almost an hour, and it completely changed the opening remarks that I wanted to make this morning. I was going to start in a whole different direction, but I think we need to start with where this started from. Mr. Goyko made an application for pedestrian PIP under his automobile policy, and the original denial was based on the policy language. And the policy language defines a pedestrian by tracking the language of 39:6A-2. Nowhere in the policy, and you can look at the defense's appellate appendix that was submitted on page 23, is the word vehicle defined. It's not defined in the policy. When you interpret a policy, words that are not defined are given their ordinary meaning. Vehicles come in all sizes and shapes. A boat's a vehicle, an airplane's a vehicle, a sled is a vehicle, roller skates are a vehicle, horses are a vehicle. Things that move people forward are vehicles. So how do we limit who gets PIP under this policy if we're looking at the definition of a vehicle? We limit it by the words in the policy, which are other than muscular power. Bicycles, and this was lost because the whole argument below was very Shakespearean, to be a bike or not to be a bike, right? Based on 39:4-14.16. Bikes are pedaled with your feet. Scooters, skateboards, roller skates, they're with your feet. So if it has a motor, you don't get PIP. It's that simple. That's the policy language. Plaintiff's counsel argued below and argued today about the social utility of providing PIP benefits to people who are injured in motor vehicle accidents, but there are other social utilities involved as well. And Judge Hudak pointed that out when he said, so when you're looking at this statute, the legislature decided to change this statute without giving any thought or consideration to how that's going to impact insurance premiums throughout the state. Because one of the goals of no fault is to keep premiums low. When you suddenly start to expand the definitions of what is covered and what isn't covered, it exponentially increases the cost to the consumer of those benefits. And it's ultimately going to increase the cost to the state fund, PLEGA, if these things aren't covered, but under the automobile policy, they're still a pedestrian. So you have to look at that social utility as well. And that's a competing interest. You got three competing interests that were raised by this case. You've got the social utility of providing medical benefits, you've got the social utility of keeping costs low, and you've got the social utility of addressing what many people would argue is a global climate crisis by saying, let's reduce traffic, let's reduce noise pollution, air pollution, and let's give people the opportunity to ride on low-speed electric scooters and bikes. You can get hung up on one word in 39:1-1, device versus vehicle. But if you look at what is the purpose, and I think there was this question amongst your honors, what is the purpose of calling a motor vehicle in the no-fault law? Well, the purpose is this. We actually define vehicles differently for how we insure them. Automobiles are defined one way, and they are required to have certain kinds of coverage, including PIP. Motor vehicles are defined another way, and they are not required to have PIP. That is 17:28-1.3. Those are motorcycles, mopeds, commercial trucks. They are not automobiles for purposes of the no-fault law. That's why there's a definition of motor vehicle versus automobile. It's not meant for us to look at that in a microcosm. And I think the other argument that was raised below is that, you know, well, okay, it's propelled by a motor, but it's not meant for riding on streets or the highways. Well, the very statute they're relying on said, guess what? You can use these devices or vehicles, whatever you want to call them, on our highways, on our streets. And you're going to follow the same rules that bicycles follow, which is drive in the same direction as traffic, park away from pedestrian thoroughfares, wear your helmet, signal when you're turning, and all of those things that guide our traffic law. So there's an orderly flow of traffic. We're going to treat it the same way we treat a bike versus the way a pedestrian is required to walk on the street. Pedestrians walk opposite traffic according to the traffic law, not with it like a bike would. So if you're looking at the purpose of why they did it, it's to open up that avenue, putting them on the highways, on the roadways, and now they are. So they meet both qualifications. It's powered by a motor, and you're allowed to drive it on the street. Therefore, who's ever using it is not a pedestrian. It's that simple. And if you look at the legislative history, all it says is we're trying to benefit the environment. The only thing it says about what we're going to do with these vehicles is we're not going to register or insure them. But guess what? In response to this case, probably, the legislature is taking action, and they've proposed a bill that would require these vehicles to be registered and insured the same way a moped or motorcycle would be. And I think that goes to show what the legislative intent was here. And when you look at language like accept those things by their very nature that are not meant to apply, well, what does that mean? Somebody asked, what does that mean, very nature? That means it always had that characteristic. You could say, for example, smoking by its very nature causes cancer. Always has that characteristic. PIP by its very nature is provided to people who are in their automobile and in an accident, or if they're covered on the policy as a pedestrian, and a pedestrian is defined as someone who's not in a vehicle powered by a motor and designed for use on the road. So they're walking, they're riding a bike, they're riding their roller skates, their skateboards, but they are not using something that requires a motor. And Nunag was the case that involved the moped. And what the court was looking at was how was it being used? It was not being used in the hybrid fashion. It was not being used by the pedaling motion. It was being used by its motor, and the only reason to pedal it was to start it up. You can't use this low-speed scooter in any other way than but with the motor. So it's never going to be a pedestrian by the definition that's currently in the statute.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Under the no-fault law, 6A-2, is a motor vehicle the same thing as a vehicle?
It is not, but I posit that's because of the way they are insured.
Well, let's forget about the way they're insured. Statutorily. Is a motor vehicle the same thing as a vehicle under no-fault law, 6A-2?
No, I think vehicle probably implies something broader than motor
vehicle. You're saying probably implies. I want to go to the language. Is a motor vehicle in subsection 6A-2 the same thing as a vehicle?
Yes.
Okay. So...
Sorry, you just conceded that a vehicle is only a motor vehicle for purposes of 6A-2?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the opposite. A motor vehicle would qualify as a vehicle.
A vehicle is broader than.
So a motor vehicle includes all vehicles.
I would say that is not necessarily true, depending on how they're defined within other aspects of the statute.
Well, let's look at the other aspects of the statute. Let's look at the definition of motor vehicle in 6A2 to determine whether I'm correct that motor vehicle includes all vehicles. 6A-2J. Tells us what motor vehicle is. It tells us that a motor vehicle is defined in 3911. So we go to 3911, and in 3911, it says motor vehicle includes all vehicles. So am I correct that a motor vehicle under 6A, no fault, includes all vehicles?
If that's how you're reading it?
That's not how I'm reading. I'm asking you if you agree with me. Motor vehicle includes all vehicles propelled otherwise than by muscular power, and that goes ... except low-speed electronic scooters. What I'm trying to get to is, how do we get to 3911? And I'm suggesting that subsection H of the no-fault statute requires that we interpret, quote, vehicle propelled by other than muscular power. A vehicle propelled by other than muscular power has to be propelled by something other than muscular power, i.e. a motor, a device, some kind of electric motor, for instance. So we go to what is the definition of motor vehicle in the no-fault statute. And it takes us to 3911, which defines motor vehicle, including all vehicles except low-speed electronic scooters. Am I wrong to try to read these together to determine whether this plaintiff is entitled to PIP under your policy?
I think if I understand the question, you're saying because 39.11 accepts the low-speed scooter from the definition of motor vehicle. It can't be a motor vehicle for purposes of 2H.
Correct.
I disagree with that because I think that the reason why that statute refers to that is so that that statute can make the distinction between how automobiles are insured versus how motor vehicles are insured. It's not meant to say that the low-speed electric vehicle is not a motor vehicle for purposes of the no-fault law. And I
think you explain what you mean by that?
Pardon me?
Would you explain what you mean by that?
So if you look at what the difference is between how we insure motor vehicles, because that has a specific definition in the no-fault and insurance laws, versus how we insure automobiles, I think that if you look at motor vehicle, it's meant to accept certain kinds of vehicles from the no-fault law. We do not give PIP to motorcycles. We do not give PIP to commercial vehicles. Those are specifically defined as motor vehicles for purposes of that law. That's why I disagree with that. And if you look at the definition of low-speed electric vehicles, it does say they are vehicles for the specific purpose of the open carry federal law. That's specifically referenced in there. So to go back and forth, I think it's a semantic argument to say it's a device versus it's a vehicle. We're going to recognize it as a device in one context and a vehicle in another, but not both.
That what does device mean to you? What is it? This word device seems to be a relatively recent semantic addition to the debate here.
Right. And I think...
Is it a term of art?
I think it is a term of art. I don't think it was argued below. And I think somebody at the legislature maybe got their thesaurus out because there are a lot of words in statutes that define what we do and don't do under the law. So, you know, you say vehicle 27 times, it starts to sound maybe a little funny. I don't know. But I think a device could be more than just a vehicle. I mean, pencil sharpener is a device. Right?
Meaning,
cell phone's a device.
But that suggests by your answer that it's not a term of art. It doesn't have
I'm saying it's
a
just,
narrow,
right.
specific think, definitional meaning.
Right. I think that device used in that context is just another way of saying this vehicle. I don't think it's really them saying it's not a vehicle for purposes of motor vehicle law. If it wasn't a vehicle, why would you apply motor vehicle law to it?
Well, but in the, so according to your reading of it, it's in 6A-2J, under motor vehicles definition, in order to help distinguish when automobiles are insured versus other types of motor vehicle. Is that right?
Yes.
But if you look under J, the rest of that sentence reads exclusive of an automobile as defined in subsection A. So it carved out the term automobile as defined in the no-fault statute, but leaves the motor vehicle definition to 39.1-1. So doesn't that point us specifically to adopt that definition of motor vehicle, which encompasses all vehicles in 39.1-1 into the no-fault statute?
My point is there's also the other insurance statute that you have to read into this as well, which is 17:28-1.3, which insures those.
I'm sorry, you need to say that a little more slowly.
That was a little fast. NJSA 17:28-1.3, which is the statute that says how motor vehicles are to be insured, what the minimum financial responsibility is for those vehicles.
Does that statute have any provisions that help us define this, the low speed electric scooters? And is it mentioned anywhere in the record of your briefs?
No, Your Honor. And it's not mentioned below. And it's something that I, in listening to the arguments today, it concerned me that we're reading some statutes together, but not reading the other statutes.
So just explain what that means. Do all motor vehicles have to be insured?
No, motor vehicles include commercial trucks, motorcycles, mopeds.
I'm talking about PIP. But
right.
but you seem to be talking about the need for insurance, period, and then separately about the PIP requirements. Automobiles have to be insured by law in New Jersey. Do all motor vehicles have to be insured by law? Okay, so if we were to say that the low-speed electric scooter is a motor vehicle for purposes of our analysis, are we therefore perhaps unintentionally changing the insurance requirements for that type of device?
No, because that's where I think this reading in of the definitions comes together, which is motor vehicles defined that way because there are motor vehicles that we require to have insurance. commercial trucks, motorcycles, mopeds. When they say, except for these low-speed vehicles, they're saying that's not a motor vehicle that we're requiring insurance on right now.
That's a non-motor vehicle that we are requiring insurance on?
It is not a motor vehicle.
Not a motor vehicle.
Yes.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean it's not a vehicle for purposes of the PIP statute and the PIP language in the policy.
Has any party or any court ever held in the context of your case that the low-speed electronic vehicle is not a vehicle at all because the definition in 39.1-1 governs?
No, and I think this is a case of, everyone agrees this is a case of first impression, and that there's really no law in New Jersey that addresses whether it's a vehicle or not a vehicle.
Understood. I'm asking more whether you ever would have had the chance to brief and argue, for example, that 39:1-1 does not apply or does not mean that an LSES is not a vehicle. You never would have briefed that because no party ever argued that an LSES was not a vehicle under 39:1-1 at all, correct?
That's correct.
And the lower court did not hold that?
That is correct.
And the appellate division did not hold that?
That is correct.
So you would have had no incentive even before us to argue that 39:1-1 does not mean that a LSES is not a vehicle for purposes of the word pedestrian in the No Fault Act.
Correct.
Let me just say that the appellate division did conclude that a low-speed electronic scooter is a vehicle propelled by other than muscular power. It's right in the record.
Yes.
It's right in their opinion. And the fact that parties may not have briefed the subject does not limit our obligation to interpret the text of the statute ourselves. Am I correct?
Yes, you are, Your Honor. Okay.
If you had had the opportunity, if this issue had been raised in the trial court, would you have, it's hard to go back and reconstruct an event that didn't happen, but would there be concerns that you had about the potential broader reach of a ruling that is now being urged by your colleagues on this side of the room about other aspects of insurance law?
Absolutely, Your Honor. I think that was touched upon below when they talked about the impact to what is being calculated in premium dollars and how we insure people. I think Pliga addressed that in their brief to some extent. The issue becomes if right now, yes, 40 years it's settled, bikes are not a vehicle within the meaning because they're covered by the fee. So we calculate a premium knowing that people ride bikes.
Now, I understand the argument. I think that was an argument that was alive earlier in this case. What I'm asking is whether there would have been, if this argument about the importing of the 39.1.1 definition for purposes of the argument that's being made here, had been made, would you have had arguments about the impact of an interpretation of the statute on other aspects of insurance law? I'm not talking
Absolutely.
About premiums for scooters.
No, premiums
or for people
in general, because bikes aren't insured on the policy, cars are, but when you calculate the risk, what is the risk? How are cars going to be used, and what is the opportunity for someone to be a pedestrian and you know, qualify for pedestrian, but all that, there's a whole lot of factors that go into risk calculation. Are we going to accept a risk in the first place when someone comes to us for insurance? And then how do you calculate that premium? And statewide.
Let me ask, again, I'm not talking about underwriting, okay? Leave aside underwriting. I understand that's an important consideration. But what I'm talking about is if 39.1.1 definitions are imported into beyond the scope of 39.1-1, could that change other statutes and how they are applied? You see what I'm saying? I'm not talking about underwriting.
I do, and I think it's a bit mind-boggling, the scope of it, because of the amount of traffic and cars and vehicles on the road and how they're used and regulated and how we insure them. I think it's almost hard to wrap your mind around something like that, the impact that it could possibly have statewide on various different kinds of insurance and traffic laws.
So whether an electric scooter, a low-speed electric scooter, qualifies for PIP benefits is not only an important question, but it's a policy question. If we do not find that the language of the statutes is clear and that the legislative history doesn't address the question directly,
should the matter be left for the legislature to decide in the first instance?
Yes, and they're working on that. They proposed legislation as of November to amend the very statute on which plaintiff relies to require that these vehicles be licensed and insured. I think I saw in the legislative history on that, $8 for the registration and requiring them to be insured the way you would insure a moped.
Meaning they'd get PIP.
Meaning they would get PIP because they would be paying premiums into the insurance pool.
By the way, I think the trial judge did conclude that the low-speed electronic scooter is not considered a motor vehicle. It's right in the record.
Well, yeah, because there's...
But not that it's not a vehicle.
Right.
Okay.
I think he was making the distinction between motor vehicle and the broader term vehicle.
So your position would be, if the court were to conclude, as the chief was just mentioning, that this is not the most clear situation that the legislature has ever given us to resolve, and there is nothing in the legislative history nothing's been mentioned here, which would help us with an ambiguous statute, then we should look to your policy.
Yes. And the legislature actually could have addressed this in the last 40 years once, and they haven't. They have not changed the definition of pedestrian.
Going back to the terms of the policy.
I thought they did that.
Well, I'm saying in terms of adding a bicycle, I'm sorry.
May 13th, 2019 is the date when they amended 39.1-1 to accept from multiple definitions low-speed electronic scooters.
Yes, but not from changing the definition of a pedestrian.
Correct. So if we're going to the language of the policy that governs here, the language of the policy tracks the language of the no-fault statute, correct?
Correct.
But it doesn't track the language of 39.1.1 because it has no reason to, correct?
Correct.
So when the word pedestrian in the policy says pedestrian means any person who is not occupying a vehicle propelled by other than muscular power and designed primarily for use on highways, rails, and tracks, there's no indication that the word vehicle in the policy would be defined by 39.1-1, correct?
Policy interpretation, the rules of policy interpretation require that you give vehicle its ordinary meaning because it's not defined in the policy.
And do you agree that the ordinary meaning of vehicle would be something like what I read from Black's Law Dictionary earlier, which is an instrument of transportation or conveyance, or any conveyance used in transporting passengers or things by land, air, or water?
Yes.